This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in New Delhi today. Both leaders will review progress in bilateral relations and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed following the talks, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. President Putin arrived in New Delhi last evening on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. Our correspondent reports that India and Russia are celebrating 25th anniversary of the declaration of their strategic partnership.
Over the last 11 years, Prime Minister Modi and President Putin have met 19 times. Annual Summit is the highest institutionalized dialogue mechanism between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi received the Order of the Holy Apostle Andrew I, which is the highest Russian state honor, in July last year. Bilateral trade stood at a record high of over $68 billion in 2024-25. Both leaders have set a target of increasing bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030. The two countries are cooperating closely on Gaganyaan mission, which is India's first human spaceflight program. Consulates General of India were recently inaugurated in Kazan and Ekaterinburg. President Putin's visit will provide an opportunity for the leadership of India and Russia to set the vision for strengthening the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two nations. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that India-Russia collaboration is not directed against any country and it is solely aimed at safeguarding the national interests of the two nations. He was talking to a TV channel ahead of his two-day visit to India. Referring to Western sanctions against Moscow, Russian President said his country's energy cooperation with New Delhi largely remains unaffected, rejecting Washington's objection to India procuring crude oil from Russia. Mr. Putin said, if the US has the right to buy Russian fuel, why shouldn't India have the same privilege? The Reserve Bank of India reduced the policy repo rate by 25 basis points to 5.25% today. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate will be set at 5%, while the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate will be adjusted at 5.5%. The six-member committee voted unanimously for the rate cut. Speaking in Mumbai today, RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra today said that the Monetary Policy Committee, or MPC, has also decided to continue with the neutral stance. He informed that the RBI has raised GDP growth estimates for financial year 2025-26 to 7.3% from 6.8% earlier. According to RBI, this is up by about 0.5% from RBI's earlier projections. RBI has also reduced CPI inflation forecast for financial year 2025-26 to 2% from 2.6% earlier. Mr. Malhotra informed that MPC has noted that the headline inflation has eased significantly and will further soften.
After a detailed assessment of the evolving macroeconomic conditions and the outlook, the MPC voted unanimously to reduce the policy repo rate by 25 basis points to 5.25% with immediate effect.
Sri Lanka's disaster toll has risen sharply, with the Disaster Management Centre confirming 486 deaths and 341 people missing. More than 1.71 lakh individuals from over 51,000 families remain displaced and sheltered in 1,231 relief centres nationwide. Amid continuing hardship, India's Operation Sagar Bandhu has expanded its emergency response. Indian efforts continue through airlifting of stranded victims, providing medical assistance and helping re-establish connectivity. In FIH Hockey Men's Junior World Cup 2025, India will face traditional rivals Belgium in the quarterfinals today at Egmore in Chennai. The PR Srijesh coached side has been mercurial in the round-robin stage, notching up significant victories against sides that are not traditionally strong in hockey. And that is the end of this news bulletin.